Chapter 16. You're standing on your hands. Yoda is balancing on your feet. The blood has rushed to your face. Rivers of sweat are running down your arms and your neck and taste salty in your mouth. The air is thick and wet around you.
Relax, you must,
Yoda murmurs.
Use the Force. Think you must not. Strain you must not. Breathe. Rooted you must be. Like a tree.
There are two stones before you, each about the size of a grapefruit.
Now, the stone. Feel it.
You focus on the smaller of the two stones. Slowly, it begins to rise. Untouched by anything but your thoughts and the Force. You lift it, move it, until it rests on top of the other stone. You've returned to the fen where the X-Wing crashed. It has been sinking deeper and deeper into the muck each day. Your supplies are still stacked in messy piles on the bank. As you hold yourself upside down and focus on keeping one stone balanced on the other, R2-D2 starts beeping frantically.
Focus,
Yoda purrs. Still concentrating on the stones, you glance over at R2-D2. He's standing by the X-Wing. The ship is sliding rapidly into the swamp. At this rate, it will be gone within minutes.
Concentrate!
Yoda cries. Too late. You go toppling over, throwing the little Jedi to the ground. The stones fall. You jump to your feet and run to the edge of the swamp. You stare. Only a tip of a wing of the fighter is still visible. R2 continues beeping frantically. We'll never get it out now! Yoda appears beside you, dusting himself off from his fall.
So certain are you. Always with you, it cannot be done. Hear you nothing I say? Understand you nothing?
You shake your head, staring at your only means of getting off this fetid, stinking swamp planet as it disappears into the muck. Yoda gestures at the ship. You know what that gesture means. You look between him and the X-Wing. You shake your head. Master, moving stones is one thing. This is totally different.
No, not different. Difference is in your mind only. You must unlearn what you have learned.
You shake your head. Okay, I'll try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
You take a deep breath. Focus on the ship. You reach out your hand and grip the ship with your mind. It is enormous. You wrap your mind around every corner. Press your thoughts into every edge. Your mind probes the swamp around the ship. You begin to lift. It rises and rises. You feel its weight, its enormity. It is 10 of you, 20, 50. You strain against it. Don't disappoint Yoda, you think. Your concentration is beginning to waver. You are straining. Oh, the ship starts to sink. Don't disappoint him! Ugh. It sinks entirely. I can't, you say, bowing your head. You are exhausted. It's too big. Yoda peers up at you.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you?
You shake your head.
Be not the older sons. Judge me not as a toad, nor a cat, nor a king, nor a man. I am both. I am all.
Suddenly, Yoda pinches you.
Ow! This flesh deceives you. Yes, today you look like a man, and the ship looks like a ship. but you are not, and it is not. Shapes of the Force you are, one and the same. Reach out with your feelings, you must. Part of all things you are. Particles we are, waves, all one.
He holds you in his gaze.
The candle's light, you see. The candle I hide with my hand. The candle I reveal. Different light? No. One light, separated by my hand.
He turns to the swamp.
So with you and the ship. One you are, just separated.
Your shoulders go limp. You are so confused, so tired. I don't know, you say. I think you're describing the impossible. Yoda shakes his head. He closes his eyes and reaches out a small, withered hand. Birds are singing in the ancient trees. The forest is thick and still. Calmly, with a face relaxed and at peace, little Yoda raises his hand. The X-Wing begins to rise. Rise! Rise up out of the swamp! 10 metric tons of steel and circuits hover over the surface of the water and then travel slowly, steadily to the shore. Yoda, all 13 kilograms of him, lowers his hand and the fighter comes to rest on the mossy, root-strewn bank. You stammer. I don't believe it! Yoda nods.
That is why you fail.
Lesson Zai. Do not stand on your hands and lift rocks. Don't worry, young one. I don't expect you to stand on your hands and move stones around, or to lift a spaceship with your mind. I mean, that'd be cool if you can do it. Go for it. But I don't expect you to. Instead, try this first. Meditate for 10 seconds. Then stand on one foot or put a book on your head. Count to 10. Okay? Now, while still balancing, say your telephone number backward. Can you do that? If so, keep balancing, but now spell your first name backward. Now, if you're somewhere you can, stand on one foot and balance a book on your head, and then spell your full name backward. Try not to get frustrated. Breathe. Use instant meditation to stay calm. If this is hard, that's okay. Just keep doing it. Not trying to do it, mind you. Just do it again and again and again until it isn't so hard. Until you can balance on one foot and keep a book on your head and spell your full name backward with a smile. And then you might be ready to move rocks and spaceships with your mind. Maybe.